You know, the notion of ki shechad b'lev echad is very relevant right now, as Israel seems very much at war. What we can do, as many of us discussed in different ways today, is obviously tefillah based tzara, which will be the subject of our limud. Our limud is important as well. But it's important in the sense that we identify through it ki ish echad b'lev echad with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. We just finished so much limud that was predicated on the idea of ki mitzion tetzei Torah dvar Adonai Yerushalayim, that it's inextricably linked to our preparations for Kabbalah Satorah, and it's a time of Eis Tzara, and it's really Kfula Mechupelas, because from the Magifa to Miron to Milchama, right? This has really been a shiur in Eretz Yisrael Niknes Bisurin. Okay, so we'll do a little bit extra tonight, because I think we'll hold it up at the Mishnah on Chav Zayin. There's a lot to do in terms of Tosfos here. There's a lot of fundamental issues at stake. So we'll proceed, and then we'll hold things up at Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and after Shavuos come back, God willing, and finish the Masechta. So the Mishnah says, Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah shal yal pashat u piv mitzupe zahav u shtei chatzotros min atzdadin shofar marich v'chatzotros mekatros shemitzvos ayom b'shofar v'tanios, right, tanios, when we have So let's take a look at the Mishnah here, in Rashi's formulation. It's a lot of important things in Rashi. So Rashi says, Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah shal Yal Pashat, Mefarish time the Gemara, Demidi de Tfila Bayi Pshitos, right? That this is a Cheftza de Tfila. And the Tfila, according to the Chachamim of Rosh Hashanah, is Pshitos, right? As opposed to a sense of Kfifos. So Yael is a Steinbeck, according to kind of a mountain goat, a chai, an undomesticated animal, according to Rashi. We'll see Tosfos. Piv mitzu bezav, b'shal mikdash ka'amar, a special din in the mikdash. This is after talking yesterday about in kategor nasa sanegor, a fascinating idea, right? As long as it's not essential to the shofar, apparently it's not problematic, because otherwise you'd run into the issue of keva and delizikaren hu, kebif nim dami. Shofar marich la'achar shechatzotzos poskin tkiyasa nishma kol ha-shofar. So the question is whether this is a din in the shofar or a din in the yom. We'll see that chakira in the Gemara. V'taniyos tamina masach t'tainis tiku akohanim tiku b'shal zcharim elim shesesamam kfufim, right? The stam ayil, right, has a curved horn, which is how it happened. In akedas Yitzchak ne'achaz basvach b'karnav v'shtei chatzotzos be'emsa. Rashi says, Shnei shofaros lahen, echad mikan ve'echad mikan, ve'hem be'em, so shemitzos ayom b'chatzotros. Dile kinufya b'alma ninhu, v'chol kinufya b'chatzotros t'chsiv, ayu l'chal n'mikra ayda. The chatzotros is just a way of gathering people, right? It's a modern-day text message. So since it's a modern-day text message, it's just the kinufya, right? You don't need anything, special about them. Shavah yovel Rosh Hashanah t'kiyo l'brachos. Rashi says, "B'pshutin, v'avagav the tkiyasan biyovel lo l'tfila lo zikaron l'siman shiluach avadim v'ashmatas mechiras sados." And remember, Shitas Rashi, which the Ramban challenges in Bahar, is yovel he, that the essential element of yovel is the tkiyas shofar, but it's just to use the Rambam's terminology, a hachraza. Right? That's what the Rambam thinks that tkiyas shofar biyovel is. So Rashi uses similar formulations. Siman shiluach avadim v'ashmatas mechira sados. Afili hachi k'de Rosh Hashanah ba'i le me'avdinan le gamrinan la v'gzer shava shvi shvi perek basra. So the interesting, so we're willing to sacrifice a little bit of the nature of Yovel for Rosh Hashanah. The brachos, the ba'i ma'am retesha brachos b'yam ha-kippur m'shal Yovel. Right? You don't get the impression based on the Mishnah or certainly based on this Rashi, that it's only din in Musaf. Whose shita is that? Right, that you need Teisha Brachos in every tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. It sounds that way from Rashi here. Right, that every tefillah of Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, right? To buy the member Teisha Brachos beyond Kippurim Shal Yovel, you don't get the sense that it's just restricted to Musaf. Which sheet on the Rishonim is that? That in fact, there's Malchios, Zichronis, and Shofros in all of the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah? That's the Baal Amar. Okay. Nachi, you had it?
Yeah, I think I did this with Rabbi Nachbar in the summer. But I wasn't 100%.
So. Okay. So Rashi says about Yovlo Special Yelim Gzira Shavalo Gamir. Not everybody held with Gzira Shavalo, so we'll see Tosos disagrees with that as well. So we're going to go Gemara and then Rashi, and then we'll circle back for the Tosos. And Samra Blevi Mitzvah Shal Rosh Hashanah Vishal Yom Kippur and Bikfufin. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the same. Yom Kippur obviously of the Yovel year. Sounds like he has Gzira Shavalo Vishal Kol Hashanah Tanis Bechol Hashanah Bipshutin. So like we saw, maybe the idea is the Kinufya Vetan Shofer Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Yal Pashad. So who damar ki aitan the tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah you token b'shal zecharim kifufin uvi yovlos Rabbi Yehuda again seemingly the way the Rashi interpreted doesn't have the gzeira shava b'shal yelim lele mehilchus ki Rabbi Yehuda yemar hilchus ki Rabbi Yehuda avamin afilu shal yovel nami ki Rabbi Yehuda svirlei kamash malon that Rabbi Levi has his own shita he thinks you know in part like Rabbi Yehuda but he has gzeira shava and he thinks mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah v'shal yom kippurim b'kifufin. So you couldn't say Hilchus like Rabbi Yehuda. So b'may come up. Like Yimar Sabi Rosh Hashanah kam dechayiv in shidaitei tfei ma'alei. Yom Kippurim kam depashin in shidaitei tfei ma'alei. One way or another, you know, we always come back to this every year. We have shiurim before the Yamim Nora. I mean, I can't help but quote this Gemara. Right? This is one of these Gemaras where the Lamdas is in the Gemara itself. The question of the nature of Rosh Hashanah, right? There's a aspect of triumph to Rosh Hashanah is, you know, Zayom Tchilas Masacha Zikaron Yom Rishon, right? But there's also the element of Din and Yira, Yimei Yira Chua B'Fachad. And so it's a very dynamic day, right? It's you wouldn't have this machlokes about Pesach, you know. The very fact that you could have the machlokes is very telling about the nuance of Rosh Hashanah. So Mar Sabi Rosh Hashanah kamed depashit in Hishdaite tfei male, uvetanios kamed dechayiv in Hishdaite tfei male. So again, in Tanis, seems like it would be obvious that the theme would be kvifos, v'niskartim tnei Hashem lokechem, v'noshatim moivechem. So if you take a look over at Rashi, kamed dechayiv inish, b'tfilaso panav kushim laret tfei adif, mishum v'hayu eini v'li bisham, helkach Rosh Hashanah de tfila. And then Rashi, on a free read, he didn't have to say this, ulahas kir akedas Yitzchak ba'a, Bo'inan kufin. Yovlo shen likro dror, right, the opposite theme, right? A resetting of society, an element of exhilaration. Bo'inan pshutin, ugzereshava leisle. So kamed the poshet tvei adif. Right, this is the other sheet. Mishum is nisalu veno kalpayim el elba shamayim hokach. Rosh Hashanah bipshutin del tvilu. Yom Kippur nami mishum deshavi bigzereshava. So again, we'll subordinate the nature of Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. But again, it's a frontal machokes. So what's the nature of the tefillah in Rosh Hashanah? Is it kfufin, right? The theme of Akedas Yitzchak, of submission, or is it the theme of a sense of triumph, malchios? V'tanis v'kinufya lo ichbaslan, v'abdilin kfufin l'hakeros. An interesting idea. The reason that tanios are bikfufin isn't because it's the nature of a tanis as a yom tshuva. Right, that's what Rambam always thinks at a time. This is midarche atshuva, so it's just a hakeir. The Reb Levi is like Reb Yehuda. So the tefina bainan kufin of Yom Kippur misirulei deshava yovel Rosh Hashanah k'de rabbanon hilkach tarau bainin kufin. In other words, that Rosh Hashanah has a true nature to it, kafuf, and then you couple that with gzeirah shava for Yom Kippur. So that's how you get shitas Reb Levi. It's not like Yom Kippur has a theme of kfifos to it. On the contrary, it's you know ukratem dror ba'aretz. So piv mitzupe zahav. So the Gemara says, "Vatani tipeu zahav v'makom anachas piv pasul, shalom makom anachas piv kasher." So Rashi says, because the problem would be shat kiyav zahav v'lo b'shofar. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Enachanam yarabai kitna nami masisin shalom b'makom hanachas pet nan shtei chatzotzos minat stadin." So trei kali mi'mishtami. What about the fact that the chatzotzos are competing with the shofar? Vatani zachor v'sham v'bidir echad nemru. So Sof tkiya below tchilas tkiya yatza. It made a tchilas tkiya below sof tkiya yatza. So if you hear a tkiya without the interfering chatzotras, it should be good enough. So the Gemara challenges that tashma taka b'rishon mashach b'shniya kishtayim in biyadro la'achas. Amai tisalik le betarte. Right? If it's really true that you could be yotze with the beginning and the end of a tkiya, so, you know, when you're doing, you know, pshuta lefana or pshuta lachara, so the pshuta lachara, you know, save time. People are used to shorter services now. You don't want to keep people longer in shul. You know, you have to adjust to the new reality. That's what they're telling us. You know, so why don't you just combine the tkios, you know, the pshuta lachara with the next pshuta lefana. So Gemara says, well, that's not really a good kasha, right? Psuke tkiyasa mehada de lo paskinan. So tashma, hasokeya lefsochabor, lefsochadu, solitochapites. Right? This is bringing back fond memories, right? And the question was, the shofar with the mask, everybody remembers it, is that a kol shofar, is that a kol havara? Right? Do the, you know, you have to actually do the test, the lab tests, you know, it didn't really change the kol, I think people thought it was okay. The only thing was the infectious disease doctor said, you know, who said it works? And we had no idea. You know, it's never been tested, so you know, don't just do things, you know, because somebody thinks it's a good idea. You have to test these things. Okay. So, any, by the way, was anybody to service with a covered shofar this year? No. We didn't have one either. We just had the Baal Tokeya stand in like Sacramento. Okay. So as long as you basically hear the sound of the shofar, that's good enough. And kol shofar shama yatzav, and kol avar shama le yatzav. So amai lepek v'tchilas tkiya mekami dilar bev kala. So if it were really true that the issue of trei kali lo mishtami was relevant here, so, you know, why not just say that, you know, the tchila or the soap should be enough. So elatarte kali mechad garba lo mishtami, that's the zachor v'shamor issue, right? Only Kadosh Baruch Hu, mitrei gavri mishtami. So mitrei gavri mishnai v'atanya v'torah achad kori v'achad mitargim v'vilvad shalo yu shnayim kori mishnai mitargimin. So halodamya l'seifa behalav megillah afilu asara korin alma kevin de chaviv yoyev daite hachanami kevin de chaviv yoyev daite right v'shama. So people are the chavivos of the megillah of halal, the shofar. So alalama marich v'shofar leida shemitzvah sayom v'shofar. So he said it's not really a din in the gavra because he was yotze already. Because agav chavivuse, which is also a din in shofar, which is a very fascinating idea, it's really a din in the yom, it's not a din in the gavra. You have to make the declaration that today is a yom trua, it's a yom zichron trua, and mitzvah sayom bishofar. Right? Shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi b'esu l'chodesh. It's really exported from the world of Yovel, which I think is also a very important idea. Yovel is about extraction and resetting. Ikratim dror baretz, cherusa. We're extracting ourselves from Ravonos on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Asidin Vanecha, you know, Leoches, Bavonos, Uvashivud Malchios. We've spoken many times in the past of the Yerushalmi. So Rashi says an interesting shita here. The Chaviv Alei, why is this Agav Chavivuse? Why does, you know, Kriyas, well, to put it in its starkest form, you know, what's so bad about Kriyas HaTorah? You know, Kriyas HaTorah is also pretty good. So Rashi says, you know, Chadash Ahilo. It's the regularity of Kriyas HaTorah. So that sort of, you know, eats away at people's excitement. So v'taniyos b'shal zacharim kufin apiv mitzuv v'kasef, v'mayishna hasam d'zav, v'mayishna hacha d'kasef. So iva yisema kol kinufya d'kasef, v'tichsev haste lecha shtei chatzotzos kasef, v'ayu lecha l'mikro ha'eda l'masa z'machanos. Okay, so it's like a kol d'tikon rabban and kein d'araisa t'ikon, v'iva yisema tera chasal amonam shal Yisrael. So if you're really chasal amonam shal Yisrael, hasam nami ne'ovid d'kasef, v'ilu hachi kvod yamtif adif. Interesting idea. So if Papa Breshmol Savalim Yavidovta Kemas Nisin, Samale Ravalo Armala Bemikdash, Tanyami Hachim Edvar Mamurim Bemikdash, Abaguli, Makam Sheshat Chotzosun and Shofar, Makam Sheshatzotros, Sheshofar and Chatzotros. It's only in the Mikdash that you can combine the two different themes of Shofar and Chatzotros. Right on the Yom Tainis, when it's a mitzvah, Yom Chatzotros, the Shofar balances out the Chatzotros in the Mikdash. And on Rosh Hashanah, when it's a mitzvah, Yom Beshofar, the Chatzotros balance that out. V'chein higir rabbi chalavta b'tzipori rabbi chanani v'tradion b'sichni uchshabar davar yitzal chachamim amal lo yonogin kein. They were upset about that. Ela b'shari mizrach of arabayis b'lvad. Amar avi b'sein rabbi shobin levi ma'ikra d'chziv. B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar yu lifnei amelach Hashem. Lifnei amelach Hashem v'davin l'chatzotzos v'kol shofar. Aval b'al malo, it's not appropriate to have chatzotzos and shofar together anywhere else. So in the past, what I've tried to explain is the idea that in the Mikdash is the ultimate place of Simcha. It's also the ultimate place of Yira. Mikdashi Tiro. And what do we always say? Lo mina Mikdash atayare elami shashike nishimo sham. I think the idea of Bachatzos was Bekol Shofar, really, the Amelach Hashem, is actually a kiyum in the synthesis of Yira and Simcha that happen specifically there. So in a Yom Tainis, you know, when it would be a day of Chatzotros, and again, not Chatzotros the Kinufya, but Chatzotros in terms of the, you know, Alatzar Hatzarer Eschem, Ariosim, Bachatzotros, when it's Katim Hashem Elokechem, so we integrate the Shofar to balance things out a little bit, right? The Shofar, you know, can be a symbol, as we know, not just of Kfifos and Akedas Yitzchak, but the Shofar can very much be a symbol of Dror, of Cherusa. That's the Makor of Shofar. The only time that we find Shofar in, you know, the context of, you know, we have Shofar at Matan Torah, Kol HaShofar Lech V'Chazek Mod, and more particularly, we have Shofar in the context of the Yovel. The Shofar is the drawer. It's Cherus. It's resetting. There's exhilaration that comes with that. So you balance out the Chatzotzos, the Yira, with the Simcha of the Shofar. And the day of Rosh Hashanah, when Mitzvah Sayom is B'Shofar, you know, Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, you know, in the place of Malchios, you have to balance that out with a sense of trepidation, with Chatzotzos. So I think it has something to do with that, which is why they're saying, you know, it's interesting. The line of Gemara is Lifnei Hamelach Hashem Hu Debayinan Chatzotzos VeKol Shofar Aval BeAlma Lo. So you'd say, okay, Lo Bayinan, but they wanted to do it anyway. So why were the rabbis so upset about it? I think the rabbis were upset about it because it was a unique din in the Mikdash. Okay, so Shavu Yovel Rashan Tchila Brach. Some Rishon BeYetzch Kaman Maslina Yena Zayom Tchilas Masach Hazikar Niyom Rishon, which I think was really like Rav Lichtenstein's favorite part of the davening. He used to always talk about this. Zayom Tchilas Masach Hazikar Niyom Rishon. Rabbi Lazar, the Tan B'Tishrei Nivrei Olam. So Maser Ravina Shavu Yovel Rashi Tchila Debrachos. Vayika Zayom Tchilas Masach Hazikar Niyom Rishon. So wouldn't you have to say that in Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, the Rashan Yisav Yovel Leisa? It can't be that Yom Kippur is Zayom Tchilas Masach and Rosh Hashanah is Zayom Tchilas Masach. So Kiktani Ashara. Okay, so maybe that line, you know, is not really the same. So Shisha Breda Ravidi Masni Achim Bishol Yitzchak. Hatatan Shavu Yovel Rashan Tkid Brachos Kaman Loker of Lazar. The Kerub Lazar came number Tishri in the Raolam. Haika Zayom Tchilas Masach as he currently on Rishon, the Rashan Isa, Yovel Isa. So Kikitani Ashara. So then the Gemara responds, no, you could still say that it's Shavu in Brachos and not have that one line. Zayom Tchilas Masach as he currently on Rishon, which is obviously highly specific to Rosh Hashanah. So the bottom line is Tosfos is not so convinced of that idea. We'll take a look at the two Tosfos in here that relate to this point. I mean, you could say that, look, you know, it's a little bit of a fastidious question on the part of the Gemara. Now, after all, Zayom Tchilas Masach Hazikar Liyom Rishon, you know, it's not as if you're saying it in the middle of the year. You're saying it in Yom Kippur, which is a natural extension of the, you know, Aseres Yimei Tshuva anyway. And the answer of the Gemara should seem pretty obvious altogether. Like, okay, fine, so take out that one line. What do they mean by Shavu Yovel the Rosh Hashanah, you know, it's Kiyo the Brachos, so, you know, I mean, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. You don't have to say Zayom Tchilas Masach. It's a little strange to make such a fuss of it. So, the first Tosfos is Keman Matzlidan Zayom Tchilas Masach Atema, Kaimelan Kerab Yeshua, that we saw earlier in the Masachta, Kedamina Parakama, Letkufa Kerab Yeshua, so don't be Paskin Benisan. Nivra Olam anyway. V'om Rabbeinu Tam the Kamelan Kervena the Parach Mishav Yovel. Rav Ena Hachi Kam Ravika Zayom Tchilas Masach Adise Rosh Hashanah V'Leisev Yovel. Alavada Yadamino Neilav Mishum B'Yosu Shalolam Mishum Tchilas Masay Din Shalom Nidan Bolis Kayim Olav. V'zeh Shayech Nami B'Yom Akipurim De Yovel Dukash L'Rosh Hashanah K'Lekaman. Okay, very good. So I think that makes perfect sense if you want to say that way. Zayom Tchilas Masach Aladin. Skipping down a little bit, I love these parts of Tosfos when he starts quoting from the Piyutim. Umasha Yasad Rav Lazar Akalir Begashem Dishmina Teres Kerab Lazar Damer B'Tishrei Nivra Olam Shal Pesach Yasad Kerab Yeshua Omer Kerab Yeshua. So you know what the Kalir was having it both ways. So Omer Rabbeinu Tam De'elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. You know, we can't challenge the Kalir. V'ikal Emeimer De B'Tishrei Olam B'Machshav Libaros V'lo Nivra Ad Nisan De Kavas Eshkach En Berakosin Pasin Gabi Adam Shalom B'Machshav Libaros Shnayim. Very famous, beautiful idea of Rabbeinu Tam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world in Tishrei, time of Din, right? Maybe it's just Hashanah v'ad Achrei Shana, Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba, Chok Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'lo Yaakov, but he saw the world isn't going to sustain Din, so he created the world in Nisa. So, Kiman, Delokar, Blazer, Tema, Karach, Choshav, L'chol, Mili. It seems like, again, a little bit rigid of the Gemara to be asking this question. Ratani lekam berik bas, or shaviyovel, or shant kiel lebrachos, al shaviyovel token ben vest and shikitshu as a chodesh, ben vest and shalokitshu as a chodesh, v'chol yachiv yachiv, chayiv litkoa. You can't say it's the same for everything. You know, shaviyovel, Rosh Hashanah, we're taking it a little bit far to say that one line is going to bother us, because we know, v'avar tishofer tura, v'chodesh hashvi, the Ram will tell you one is a mitzvah shmiya, the other one is a mitzvah tkiya, one of them is a, chova, on the Yachid, the other one is the Chiyuv in Bezdin, and then once it's the Chiyuv in Bezdin, Vavar to Shofar Truah, it rolls out from Bezdin, to all of society. So it's not like, we're holding that they're the same for everything, that we should be so bothered by one line in the Gemara. A very good point that Tosis is raising. So the two Tosis, and then have to do with Kriyas Torah, then we'll circle back on the longer Tosis, and then have to do with, Mitzvot Kiyas Shofar. So, B'Torah Echad Kori, Pirish Levado, V'Achrechin, Metargim Levado, V'O Shnayim Korim Yachad, V'O Metargim in Yachad, V'O Shnayim, Lo Vedem Imper, Kam, the Babasar, Shmon, Apsukim, Shabbatar, Yachid Kori, Osam, Lo Shelo Yikra, Achrim, Odim, Kin Kola Torah Nami. Right? We're not saying that, this is a unique halacha, that you only can have one person read it at a time, because generally speaking, we do hold Trey Kali Lo Mishtami by, Kriyas Torah. We don't interrupt that aliyah. It's a huge machokas rishonim, but we talk about yachid kori osam. Right? Maybe the idea is you don't really need a minion. Mashanoagim likros shnayim b'torah sam chamasis neverik basra de bikurim detam b'rishona kol mishe yodeh likros kori v'chol mishe yodeh likros makrin osam nimno milahavi bikurim. They were embarrassed because people, who didn't know how to read, they weren't coming because they didn't want to be humiliated and have somebody read for them. So yiskinu shiyu makrin es mishu yodea ves mi sheino yodea. So, this is the origin, right, of the idea of having somebody up there who's getting the aliyah, but another person up there who's actually doing the reading. So, natsosus an shal yal pashut, he quotes Rashi, that Rashi said it's a Steinbeck, it's a chaya. Perish becomes chayish kain shema. The corner is a Steinbeck. Of arach perish shehi kizba nekeva. The karen a kizba ragelios pashut. Chaperish a kuntres nira de yal chaya de chsev harem hagavoim la yeelim. It's a mountain goat, wild animal. Vakovid yisham de targemin on viyala verama. Umitzvah b'shal yal pashuk the mashma gemara decham de pashet fei adif. So that's Tosus's initial instinct. Mishum nisalu avenu al kapayim. Miu ein halacha kain. Elik Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe we should pass like Rabbi Yehuda that it's really kafuf. Damar Rosh Hashanah b'shal zechar b'kufim. Dahayna shal ayil. Rabbi Levi kai kavase the Gemara damar mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah yakibur b'kufim. The kasav rakam the chayif inish that tvei adif. Mishum b'hayu eni b'levi sham. Uchadamar Rabbi Vahu perakam alam betokim b'shofar shal ayil. Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu tikul ufana b'shofar shal ayil. Kadesh eskar lacham akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. Right, so that certainly fits into the theme of kfifus. Kafuf versus Pasha is not going to be the Ikuva, that's the language of the Gemara. I'm Relevi Mitzvah. It sounds like it's a Din Lechatchila, not a Din Leikuva. That's a simple language of Levi. I love this line in the Gemara. If it's not written in the Chumash, it's a little hard to believe that it's Ma'akev. Taviru shofar k'siv, biyovel, biyofina Rosh Hashanah minei. V'cheven dechulo ikru shofar chutz mishal para, right? He doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. V'atitav l'Hashem, mishor, makrin, mafris. Lama lo yatsa. V'od mashma deplukti rabban Rabbi Yossi bifnei atzman, uplukti rabban Rabbi Yehuda bifnei atzman. V'lav chad deplukti. So there's no justification for saying that it's Ma'akev. Right, that this is just the argument here. Lechatchila b'di'evet. V'im tips l'omer the da'afka ayrim can't have yechad the plukta de l'tana kama chuluk sheirim ben rashan ben yom kippurim ben betanio schutz mishal para. That we know that you could use anything besides a cow. Rabbi Yosi omer afshal para. That's the other extreme shito. Lidach rabbanan. Then the middle view would be rashan yom kippurim mishal ya'el betanio shel zacharim. Rabbi Yehuda rashan shel zacharim v'yovel b'sheyeinim. And they would be a middle shita where it's not liikuva. So then Tosus does a 180. Very interesting. Miu kashek tzas, the Reblevi damer mitzvah shal Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur, mahanu mishum v'yalfinu gzera shabbos amizah. B'shvi shvi, right? B'avarat shavar tshuva b'chodesh ha-shvi b'asro l'chodesh b'yom ha-kippurim. You don't need to say yom ha-kippurim b'asro l'chodesh ha-shvi. So it teaches you shekol ha-tru shal chodesh ha-shvi b'shavah. Kedamir v'erik b'asroch. Netan shavayov l'Rosh Hashanah t'kiya. V'yeh ha-v'taima mishum mitzvah. It was only then l'chatchila b'alma. Kedamir d'cham d'chayvinish tfei adif. Hayu dafka b'Rosh Hashanah. Shatkiya l'tfilo zikaron. Aval Yovel in its kill siman shilu achavadim ashmata sados hachozros lebailim. Right, so if you're just going to base it on svara, there's no reason to apply to the Yovel. Kach hayanir alim itoch zeh, that based on the strength of the gzeira shava and the true rationale by Rosh Hashanah to have kafuf, right, that it's a midi de tviva and akedas yitzchak, eno yotze ela bekafuf perish tzarech lios kafuf ilo lo v'gamina Yovel mine. So Tosfos comes to the conclusion that Kafuf is Li'ikuva. But he's still not going quite as far as... Tosfos is stopping short of Ilan.
Rambam, that
Hayo
is
Li'ikuva. Nice. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Rosh Hashanah b'shal Zecherim v'Yovos b'shal Ye'elim. So Rashi said that Rabbi Yehuda was Docha the Gzeir Hashav. So they said the Rabbi Yehuda Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah Vada Bina Shofar Rosh Hashanah Lam Yishuv Yalfinu Mi Yovel Ki Dechtana Yalfinu Perek Basra Midechseu Tiku Bachodesh Shofar Bakesel Yom Chachi Chagenu Ezu Chag Shechodesh Miskase Bo Mi Yohau Tana Nami Yalef Rosh Hashanah Mi Yovel B'Gzer Hashava. But wait a second, if you learned it from Ki Chok Li Yisrael Ho Mishpat Lelo Yaakov, there's still the whole, the idea of Gzer Hashava K'der Minah Cholosh Truos Namru Rosh Hashanah Maisi Kra Deva Varta Shofar Trua Dechseu Ba Yovel. As opposed to just saying the right shofar trua, mishum di yalef nami Rosh Hashanah mi midbar, v'hava mina de bechatzotzos ki midbar lekach nira de moder Rabbi Yehuda de shavi over Rosh Hashanah, ela de inyan hachamilsa in shayach lahashvosam lios b'shal zecharim kishal Rosh Hashanah time de Rosh Hashanah misvara biyama. The chamed the chayev finished tvei adif shuyom adin, or the haskir akeda, aval yovel to the shua chavadim esados achozus lebailim in lachosh. Ela shehei shem shofar alav. Avakav der Levi nami mashvel lehulin in zam mishum gzeira shava yishlom rede b'hal pligi. So Tosfos has a soft gzeira shava. He says, look, Rabbi Yehuda also holds the gzeira shava, but the question is, you know, how far do you take the gzeira shava? So Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't make sense to take the Gzeira Shava as far as what kind of shofar you use, because the kind of shofar that you use in Rosh Hashanah is highly specific to the themes of Rosh Hashanah, of Kfifos, of Akedas Yitzchak, of Yom Hadin. It's not Shayach to the Yovel. It's Tosus Lashitasam. Which Tosus am I referring to? Tosus said he doesn't really understand why the Gemara is so bothered. Zayom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron Yom Rishon. We know that there are differences anyway. You can hold of parallels and still maintain certain differences. What were the differences? He said that Tkiya Shofar by Yovel is, you know, Hachraza. That's the Rambam's language, Hachraza. But it's a Siman, the Shiluah Chavadin. So why are we getting so worked up about it? Zayom Tchilas Masacha, it's just one little thing. So you can have the Gzera Shava in various proportions. So we use the Gzera Shava to determine that there are nine kolos midaraisa, trua, 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 zichron, trua, yom, trua, verata, shofar, trua. We certainly learn the concept of a shofar, but what kind of a shofar? So Tosfos says that you don't need the Gzera Shava. That was Rabbi Yehuda's point. Okay. So we shall hold it up here. So many important ideas. The nature of Rosh Hashanah, kfifos versus, you know, pashat, zikaron, you know, akedas yitzchak ben Avram. The role of Tanios, Bachatzos v'kol shavari lifnei Amelach Hashem, Trei Kali lo Mishtami, Zachar v'shamor b'dibur Echad, Torah Chasal Amonam Shal Yisrael, Piv Mitzu Bezav, the idea of Kvod Yantif, but apparently if the kol is the kol of the shofar, it's still, you know, Kevin Zikarnu Kibif Nimdami, but it's apparently not a problem of In Kategor Nasa Sanegor, right? Really interesting that you could have Zav on the shofar. It's pretty shocking. In terms of what we saw yesterday. So, all around, very foundational daf in so many different respects. Okay, so let's hold it up there, and like we said, after Shavuos, we have about 7.5 blot left. So we'll pick it up after Shavuos. We'll have the Chabura tomorrow if anybody wants to come, 12 o'clock. Halan v'halahu, then come back at 2:30. Ilan, I'll print it out. I got the sheets, very excited. Should have a wonderful day of learning tomorrow. And again, we should hear better things from Eretz Yisrael, even as realistically we understand that Tzahal has an important job to do right now. Okay. Have a good night, everybody.